Well, it's Friday, getting close to game day, and excited about being back in front of our fans and, you know, being in our environment for a change. And I think our players are looking forward to it. So what you guys have today?
Can you talk about all the things that Martellus Bennett has been doing for the Patriots and just kind of how well he's playing this year?
He's playing well. He's done it all, you know, and I probably – made a statement I probably said when I say he's the most unknown tight end in the league. I don't know that he's unknown. He's well known, but I think people don't see him as you know, one of the guys that are the top tight ends in the league, and I think he is by far. The guy's as I said, he's a ferocious blocker. He can catch the ball extremely well, run any route. He's a big guy, and he gives you the flexibility that you can block defensive ends or outside linebackers. That's how good I think he is, and a lot of guys can't do that. So he brings a different dynamic to their offensive football team, and I think he's played well this year.
Gronkowski's been banged up. What kind of challenges does that pose when a team has two tight ends that
can
catch and make plays?
It's tough. I mean, they're two of the best players at their position, in my opinion, in the league. So obviously we got to do things to try to take those guys away, and you know, it's a running set, it's a passing set, so you can do a lot of different things when you have two guys like that, you know, playing tight ends, because you split them out, you do it all. So it'll be a good matchup.
Seems like there are games that New England will just line up and run 10, 12 pass plays in a row, not care about it. Why do you believe the running game is important, even in this day and age, when it seems like teams are going more to that kind of?
Well, I think it's just my philosophy and thought process. I think your team has to be tough, you know, and I think the only way to do that is by having the dynamic of running the ball. And more so than that, that's what Cleveland's truly really all about. When you think about Jim Brown and what he's meant to the organization and to pro football, you got to be able to run the football. So I think that's part of the tough part of this game, the nuts and bolts of the game, in my opinion, is being able to run the ball when it's grind time. We play in a division that elements do make a difference, you know, where you're not going to be able to just throw it up and down the field all the time. So you have to have that element to be able to run it and throw it. And I'm not going to tell you guys we don't like throwing the ball. I do. You know, I'm no different than any other coach. I like scoring by air too. But at the same time, I think you have to have that physical presence that you can line up and try to exert your will against teams. No, I think our coach has done a good job. I don't know that this game is more important than the others we've played. I think it's the next one on our schedule, and it's important because we're playing in it. I think our guys, we try to keep the same process. You know, we can't waste a bunch of energy that way and then not be ready for the next opportunity because we know there's a lot more coming our way. So I think our guys are excited to play just because we still have that taste in our mouth. We haven't been able to quench yet. You know, we just need to go play and need to go win a game. And we know this is a big one, and it's here at home.
I know you don't have a lot of time to get caught up in Indians fever or anything like that, but, you know, since you've come to town, you know, there's been the excitement of the Cavs and now the excitement of the Indians. Can you just kind of talk about just, you know, what it's been like to be, you know, here and watching all that go on?
Oh, no, it's exciting. And someday we hope to give our fans something to scream about, too. You know, it was awesome watching the Cavs do what they did, and it's exciting watching the Indians doing what they're doing right now. And I wish Coach Francola nothing but the best, and he knows that. I've gotten to meet him personally and think the world of him. And so I'm pulling for him all the way. And so hopefully they'll be pulling for us at some point in time too. So that's what this is truly all about.
You kind of seem like a guy who grew up in Cleveland, born and raised here. I mean, your attitude, the way you talk. You're a West Coast guy.
Absolutely.
What in your background do you think kind of meshes here?
Well, I think when you work for an organization and you're one of the leaders, you got to entrench yourself in everything. And I've tried to do that. And I think that's really important. I don't want people to think I'm here just for a cup of coffee. I plan on being here a long time. You know, contrary to what everybody thinks, I will be here a long time. So it's been... You know, it's the starting point. And I think the starting point is really important so people know and understand that I am here. And I am interested in more than just what we do. I'm interested in what everybody does. And I have a real appreciation for our fans and for the city and what we're trying to accomplish here. And I know we're right now, it looks like we're a little ways off, but I promise you, like I said before, we're going to get there. I truly believe that.
Do you use that everybody's against us thing to your advantage? I mean, you guys are such big underdogs in this game. You're playing at home. Do you really work that angle?
No. I don't think everybody's against us. I think, and honestly, Mary Kay, it wouldn't matter if they were. You know, what matters is what's in that locker room over there and how we play and how we think. I'm not one. I'm realistic. You know, I believe in reality. You know, it's really about going and playing. You know, we get 3 hours to decide how this thing's going to unfold, you know, and we have a say in it. You know, it's like we don't. It's how well we play, and if we're able to do what we are capable of doing, play in and play out, then we have just as good a chance as anybody. And if we don't, then we don't. So it's that's what it is, and I want our players to understand that. That's how you win in the National Football League. It's not because you get amped up or any of those things for one game or another. It's you play well week in and week out. You know, you become consistent, and you play as well as you can play, and then things take care of themselves. Well, I think it's, I think it's several things. I think the receivers are working to get open. I think the line's blocking. I think he's making good decisions with the ball. I think the backs are involved in protections and the tight ends. You know, in order to make it to be that well, everybody's got to do their part. So I don't think it's just him. I think he's doing his part by making sure the ball goes in the right areas. And I think everybody else is doing their part too. But we need it to continue, you know, as we move forward.
Everybody makes a big deal about a third down. If it's third and eight and you throw it underneath and the guy gets tackled for a 6-yard gain, why didn't they get to the right sticks? But then mm-hmm. Cody had a couple plays last week where he hit a guy underneath and the guy broke a tackle or made mm-hmm. somebody miss. Is that tough for a quarterback to decide, or is that just kind of reading what the defense gives you?
That's kind of reading what the defense gives you and what's the design of the scheme, you know, because sometimes you do throw short and run down the field with the ball. Sometimes you throw deeper and catch the ball past the sticks. It depends on what the other team's trying to do to you, and you got to kind of sometimes play off of it, and then what you're really good at doing. So it's a combination of a lot of things, but there's all kind of ways of attacking, you know, what people do, and people are going to attack you based on what you do. So you got to be able to play off of that.
Right. Can Cody bring that element to the
offense? Oh, yeah. No, he can throw the ball down the field. I mean, we had several calls last week, and it just, you know, all of a sudden the coverage dictates otherwise, you know. And that's going to happen from time to time. You know, that's part of, I think you guys know my history, that's part of what I love to do. I love to throw it down the field, not just throw it short. So we'll continue to take our shots, you know. But, again, I think we've done a good job because at the end of the day, I think we've been in these games at the end. And maybe because we've done some right things with the ball, you know, by not taking some chances. But I think we all know that's how you score a little bit more points, you know, by taking those chances. So we got to take calculated opportunities down the field, and we'll do that.
Is there any update on Robert's shoulder?
No, I mean, nothing that I know of right now. I think, you know, as soon as we know more, we'll let you know.
About the tight ends, you had two down. So what do you like about Connor Hamlett? How does he look this week for you guys? And it looks like he should have a pretty big opportunity.
Oh, yeah, he's going to have a role. You know, obviously Connor was a tough, you know, release for me earlier. So I thought he did some really good things. So I'm not surprised by what he's doing right now. He's a big guy. Big guy, and he's long, rangy, tough. He works at it, so to get him promoted and have opportunity to compete in this game was great. And so he'll go out and compete, and knows our system, knows what we're trying to accomplish and do. So he'll do a good job.
Thank you.